the member for Araloon, Robin Lamley. Lovely to have you in the chamber this evening. I acknowledge the Central Arrernte people who are the traditional owners and custodians of Alice Springs, and a reminder to members of the council that this meeting is being recorded and will be placed on the council's website. And I'd like to welcome Kate Ernest this evening to her first meeting. She started with us this week, so welcome on board, Kate. I now ask everybody to be upstanding, and I'll invite Reverend Keith Bell of the Presbyterian Church to present the prayer for tonight's meeting.
Let us all pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the honour and privilege of calling upon you at the commencement of this meeting of the Alice Springs Town Council. You teach your people in the Bible to seek the peace and the prosperity of the city in which you have sent us. And you continue, pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. In seeking to be obedient to your instruction, I pray for peace and harmony for this town, and that it may prosper for the benefit of us all. I pray for these, our civic leaders, as they meet in council tonight. May they always be conscious of the wondrous and awesome privilege and honour you have given them to serve as councillors. Remind them that they will have to give an account to you for how they have governed this town. Give them wisdom as they vote on the various issues on the agenda, so that all their decisions will be for the good of this community. Encourage them in their roles, especially when they hear criticism regarding their decisions, for it is not possible to please all of the people all of the time. I present these petitions for our civic leaders at the throne of grace in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and on behalf of all the residents of Alice Springs. Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Apologies from our Deputy Mayor, Councillor Bonani, on compassionate leave, Councillor Liz Martin with leave of absence, and Councillor Dave Douglas on sick leave, and Mr. Greg Buxton, our Director of Technical Services, and I'd welcome Mr. Steve Balaban as the Acting Director.
Thanks, Mr. CEO. Thank you, Reverend. Welcome to members of the public here this evening. Are there any questions from members of the public about items on the agenda tonight or any other business of council? Yeah, if so, please use the microphone provided and state your name for the record. Thank you.
Good evening. My name's Margaret Rolfe. I have a few questions for the council. The first one is with the moratorium for the fracking, I was wondering how many signatures would be required for us to get a chance to say whether we want this process to happen or not. The second question is, even if it is supposedly not detrimental to people's health and our water supplies, which it's shown to have been to be that way, it is a total waste of water in our when we live in the middle of the desert, and the water is destroyed. It cannot be used for any other purpose. We live in a desert where we are reliant on not rainwater but all our other water. So that is my next question. My other question is, if this practice does go ahead, what, when something does go wrong, is the contingency plan for the council, for Alice Springs residents, when our water is compromised? And my last question is just basically, I've forgotten what I was going to say. That was the most important things, I think, that I wanted to say. Everyone I've spoken to, I'd just like to say this, agrees that we shouldn't be doing it. Or that was my last question. If there is 93% of the territory under exploration now, is fracking taking place for exploration at the moment as well? That's all I'd like to say. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Maggie. And I won't go into individual answers this evening. I'll take them on notice and we'll write back to you with that. With those answers, we've got that all on tape. So thank you. Any councillors wish to disclose an interest with regard to any matter on the agenda pursuant to Section 70 of the Local Government Act 2008? In accordance with Section 67(3) of the Local Government Act 2008, I present the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held here on Monday the 25th of May 2015 for confirmation. Can I have a councillor who was present move that those minutes be accepted? Thanks, Councillor Kudrenko. Can I have a seconder? Councillor Brown. Those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Are there any matters arising from those minutes which are not otherwise dealt with in our papers here this evening? All right, thank you. May I present my Mayor's report for the month and ask for a motion that the report be received? Councillor Heenan. A seconder for that, please. Councillor Kudrenko. Are there any questions arising from my report, please? Councillor Heenan.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. 1.10, the alcohol management plan. Were there any minutes of this meeting, or do we get an idea what the what went on at that one there? And also, the 1.19, 1.27. 1.32 is...
Certainly. I'll start with 1.10. It records that alcohol management plan, I have had discussions. I chair that Alice Springs reference group. It's an advisory group to the Minister. The Minister is Minister Stiles. Recently we sent off our proposed alcohol management plan, which is in the office of the Minister. He is working with all of the government departments around the questions raised in it, and when I have an answer back, I'll be able to come back to you. Des O'Brien, who was the officer responsible, I had a last-minute meeting with him because he's now moved out of that department and gone to work for a federal department. That one. 1.19, the ALGA board discussions in Canberra in relation... Now, papers later this evening asking for a motion, but the Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss has clearly made it clear to the local governments at the National General Assembly that there wouldn't be any change to the indexation on the federal assistance grants anywhere. They wouldn't be changing the decision they've made for a three-year freeze. But the things that have happened since then, last year in our... 2014-15 road to recovery funding, we received about $600,000, which we spent on Spearwood Road, Bicycle Path, Gregory Terrace intersection, commonised road repairs. Then there was an announcement that there would be a double allocation in the current, or the year we're about to move into, 15-16. So we would be expecting a notional $1.1, $1.2 million this year. Since then, there's a been a release put out on the fuel excise, a change to boost local roads. Both the government and the opposition have agreed to an extra $1.1 billion across Australia over the next 2 years, which will come from a percentage of the excise, fuel excise. So again, there is a fair indication that we are going to get triple our road to recovery money next financial year. Actual numbers of that latest statement haven't been delivered yet. This was a lot of work done by the President of the Australian Local Government Association with both the Leader of the Opposition, Bill Shorten, and the Minister responsible, Warren Truss, and they came to an agreement on this. So with our loss of about $60,000 in our federal assistance grants indexation, as a council we've been covered in a lot more money with our roads to recovery money.
And also on that, was any talk about... the Central Highway, any extra funding for that that might come out of this as well?
No, this roads to recovery money is direct to local governments across Australia and will be done dealt with the same way as before. Our discussion with him wasn't with anything else apart from the local government decisions, which were the federal assistance grants and the roads to recovery money. Yeah, move on to 1.27. Met recently with Police Commander Kate Vanlon and Deputy Commissioner Mark Payne. He came in and spoke about changes within the leadership here in Alice Springs, and over the next few months the Commander's position, or in the very near future, the Commander's position will change here in Alice Springs. So he called in to discuss that. One more. 1.32. Yes, I caught up by phone with the Alice Springs Town Council Ambassador, Peter Grigg. He was talking about a group of people he was sending over and asked whether I would catch up with them, which I did do. Peter still enjoys his position as an ambassador for our community, still working in tourism over in Queensland. Thank you. Councillor Kudrenko.
1.14, the Araluen Cultural Precinct Community Reference Group.
Yep. Just that one.
I know, 1.18, mm-hmm. 1.25,
yes,
and 1.27, but you've just answered that one, that's fine.
Okay. 1.14, Araluen Cultural Precinct Community Reference Group. I've been on that for the last 18 months. The discussion was around the new cafe that's been budgeted for in this year's budget and the work going ahead. The meeting was to talk about some of the internal fixtures that are going into that new cafe and the progression of a document calling for expressions of interest for an operator for that facility. The project is probably only about 2 months away from finishing. Floors were poured week before last. The new plumbing's gone in for a new toilet block next door. That floor was poured. We're now down to internal fittings. Okay. 1.18, discussions regarding youth patrols. Again, the CEO and myself met with Department of Chief Minister and Central Australian Aboriginal Congress, refining some of the issues there. That document is back on the table of the Department of Chief Minister at this stage, and we await discussion with them any day. But both Congress and Council have done a lot of work together to ensure that this can be a workable solution. But again, it's up to the funder, Department of Chief Minister. Round one, where we were unsuccessful, but it was more around the, and the CEO and I have both seen a document rating the whole thing. We ran a close second, but second, there's no prize. So that was very disappointing for us.
Why we were rated second?
On all the criteria, on the criteria laid out,
and how it was rated. Nothing that stood out in that debrief?
Things that we probably didn't agree with, but welcome to discuss with the CEO, have a look through that document. But like all evaluations, people read them, make decisions differently on them.
Sure.
We felt very disappointed on the result. Okay. I now call on the elected members.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, sorry.
Your functions attended 3.5. Can I just say congratulations to all the people and the mayor and all the people in the town that went to the CEO's sleep out, because $100,000 was raised, and Darwin only raised $87,000. So I think the congratulations to our people of Alice Springs that took the night. They spent the night sleeping in a cardboard box.
There's another member in the room here, Mr. Erwin Klander was slept out that night also.
Erwin, congratulations to all the people in Alice Springs that took the time out to sleep in a cardboard box that night.
Thanks, Councillor Heenan. All right, well, with councillors' reports, I'll start with Councillor Paik, if you could fill us in on your activities during the month. Thanks, Councillor Paik.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I attended the World Environment Day tree planting with yourself and Councillor Heenan. I attended a function with Ninty One, meet the board and staff. I attended the Chamber of Commerce Customer Service Awards on Friday night. I attended the mayoral reception with the Wolfpack delegation from China for the Fink Desert Race. I attended the Fink Legends dinner, the scrutineering for the Fink, the Fink Desert Race at the start and finish line. I attended the external youth action group meeting. I just attended the Sustainable Kachua function, my standard committees. I met with Shane Muldoon from the Psst and Ponies, the men's health campaign. I caught up with Councillor Taylor from the Barkly Regional Council. I've met with two constituents the past month in relation to the parks and moving forward, and I met with one constituent in relation to the new locking system which has been installed at the new cemetery.
Thanks, Councillor Payton. Councillor Melky.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I attended my usual meetings for Council throughout the month of June. Safe to say that I won't highlight all, I won't announce every single activity that I did, other than to say the issues were concerning most people that came and spoke with me during the month of June were fracking. There's a lot of concerned people who are taking to the phone and talking to me about how to improve business in the town. In their opinion, there needs to be some assistance there. There was a considerable amount of concentration from another group around sporting events and how that could be packaged as a sports tourism package. And I'll take it. I'll take this opportunity while the member for Araluen is in the pub in the public gallery to thank her for her assistance in helping a local family who were to be 4 hours after receiving a phone call were to be evicted from their property after sadly the parent had passed away and he was on the lease. So Robin Lamley was fantastic in her immediate response. We were able to, and I'm sure she would like me to thank the Minister for Housing Best Price as well, who responded very well and gave the family 6 weeks reprieve to either find a new home or relocate or reapply in the and enter the right process. So that was 24 hours of very hectic activity. And again, thank you so much, Robin. Working with the AEC, we've been doing a lot of work on the charter, so I hope that's to... The draft will come shortly to elected members for consideration. I think everyone should be relatively impressed. The environment officer has done an excellent job. And my usual Woolies trolleys in the day-to-day activity, just running into people and trying to help them sort of navigate through the fact that their trolley is locking and they're not expecting it. So that's still happening quite well, although I see some of the actions that have been actioned. So that's quite good, but hopefully we can continue to help Woolies identify what they need to do. The 2 weeks that they're talking about is now done and dusted. People are still falling trap for that. So aside from that, the usual phone calls and running into people talking about those issues. Other than that, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Melky. Councillor Kudrenko.
Thank you very much. This month, since the last meeting, I attended the Youth Advisory Group meeting in May, although it was an apology from the June YAG meeting. I attended the Public Art Advisory Committee meeting. I attended the Tanangira Women's Safety Project Advisory Committee meeting as the Alice Springs Town Council representative. I attended the committees, and I've also had a number of conversations and contact with Peter Deutschman and also Michael Little from Liratipa regarding the previous motion of council, which is currently deferred regarding the refugee welcome zone motion. And I was an apology from the forum. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kudrenko. Councillor Heenan.
Mr. Mayor, attended the Development Committee, TCA general meeting, Rotary meetings, morning tea with the Wolfpack memorial reception, Arbor Day tree planting. The Fink scrutineering helped on the bar for a little while there. The Fink prologued and helped on the bar. And the Fink finish helped on the bar. And attended the Fink Legends dinner. DCA site inspection and a DCA meeting. I attended the CPA function representing the mayor. Attended the Tourism Centre Australia walkabout. The Beanie Festival launch, I'm a sponsor for that. Attended the RDA barbecue and the Waste Management Committee and the Public Art Advisory Committee, Sports Advisory Committee and Tourism Events Committee and the Access Advisory Committee, which is on tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Councillor Heenan. Councillor Brown.
I've done the Development Committee, the Council's Development Committee, planning meetings, the Council Forum, the Seniors Committee, a couple of Desert Sports meetings, and that's it for me.
Thanks very much, Councillor Brown. Any elected members or officers to provide notification of matters to be raised in general business this evening? Mr. CEO.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have two. One matter referred from the Sports Facility Advisory Committee on the 25th, and another matter dealing with representatives on the Heritage Council. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much, Mr. CEO. All right. The two is looking for Leganta looking for nominations for a member to the Heritage Committee, and the other one is at the SFAC meeting, there's a decision that needs to be made on a motion. It's a late paper from the SFAC meeting the other day. Okay, are there any deputations or petitions, Mr. CEO?
There are none, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Any memorials?
There are no memorials.
No motions of notice?
And there are no notice of motion, yes.
Okay, then I'm going to call on the respective committee chairs to deliver their reports of their respective committees held on 15th of June. And I call on the chair of the Finance Committee, Councillor Heenan, to present his report.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Wish I present the report of the Finance Committee held on the 11th of May and they invite members to withdraw any items they wish to debate separately. Following this, I intend to move in the terms of the recommendations, not so withdrawn.
Thank you, Councillor Heenan. So that's items 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. None withdrawn.
No withdrawn, okay. Well, this... Your Worship, this then concludes my report.
Move in that. You'll move.
Oh, sorry,
Your
Worship.
Can I second to 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5? Councillor Pake, thank you. All those in agreement? any against? Thank you. Thanks very much,
okay. Thank you.
Heenan. Now move on to the... and call on the Chair of the Corporate and Community Services, Councillor Melky, to deliver your report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Your Worship, I present the report of the Corporate and Community Services Committee held on the 15th of June 2015 and invite members to withdraw any items they wish debated separately. Following this, I intend to move in terms of the recommendations, not so withdrawn.
Councillor Kudrenko.
Could I please remove item 8?
8, certainly. Thank you. Councillor Melky.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Your Worship, I move then in terms of items 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10 and 11, 12.
Thanks very much. Can I have a seconder for 1 through 12, less 8? Councillor Brown, those in favour? Any against? Thank you, Councillor Kudrenko. You've withdrawn number 8.
I just had a question to the Director. I believe there was an email that was sent around on Friday regarding this expenditure and that some quotes had come in slightly over the amount anticipated. I'm just wondering if that should be amended in this motion.
That's for the 10,468 instead of the 10,000. I think that's very good pick-up, Councillor Kudrenko.
It's only a small amount, but would you like to amend it so that it's clear? Would you like? Shall I amend it?
Please do.
Yep.
So if that resolution reads, it is the intention of this committee that up to $10,468 be made available from the TEP committee budget for the manufacture and installation of banners throughout the mall.
Agreed.
You're happy to move that, Councillor Kudrenko?
Yes.
Councillor Milk, are you happy to second that? All in favour? Okay, thank you very much. Councillor Milky, concludes your report?
Yes, Your Worship. I beg your pardon, you've moved 8 now as opposed to the amendment?
Yeah, with the amendment it's been moved.
Oh, you've done. Okay, I beg your pardon.
Sorry. Yeah, Councillor Kudrenko moved it, you've seconded it.
As an amendment?
Yeah, now it reads as...
So do we need to move the new motion as amended?
Yeah, the one that's been put...
Okay. So, Mr. Mayor, I still need to move that motion as amended. Sorry, I'm just checking. That was the amendment, correct? Check. Thank you. Just making sure I didn't miss anything. Thank you. That concludes my report, Mr. Mayor.
Your Worship, I present the report of the Technical Services Committee held on the 15th of June 2015 and invite members to withdraw any items they may wish debated separately. Following this, I intend to move in terms of the recommendations not so withdrawn.
Thanks, Councillor Brown. I'd just like to draw attention to item 11. I don't believe the government's going to give us 500 kilometres of cycle path. We might be lucky to get metres, so... If we just went down to number 11 and changed that. That's good. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind it. It would take us to Mandamba or something. Keep repeating. Okay, that was my only point. Councillor Melky.
Item 5, please. And just a question. We've got this report included. A little wary that this is a report that reflects, that's attached to number 5. Regards solar, so it's not in confidential.
Sorry?
The technical services solar PV installation amended.
Yep.
So that's related to item 5 in this report that I'd like to draw out. Is that correct? I'm not sure if it's confidential matter or matter.
No, this was in open council, but we had a query on some of the questions, so it was sent back to clearly mark on those graphs.
Sure, and I'd just like to talk to this report.
Sure, certainly.
Using
okay,
item 5.
You've withdrawn 5, that's all right. Any others withdrawn? Chairman, Councillor Brown, I get you to move the rest.
Okay, Your Worship, then I move then in terms of items 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 and 16.
Thank you very much. So moved. A seconder, please. Councillor Kudrenko, those in favour? Any against? Go to Councillor Melky with the withdrawal of number 5. And that's this report, this separate report. Yep. Councillor Melky.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The report provided separately to us, as amended, as marked amended, provides good detailed information. I just need to ask the... I'm not sure who to ask with this, whether it's the finance director or the technical service director, but
the report signed off by the director of technical services,
all right.
Who's responsible for the environmental officer.
So I might place some questions on record for them to be followed up then,
yep.
Given that he's not here. So what I will, what I'm concerned about is the report does not provide ongoing costs and the longevity, potential longevity of the panels. So I want to know. How long before we have to replace panels? 5 years, 10 years, 15 years?
Can I just a moment. The request for this report originally was to show the power produced by these systems. I don't mind asking for another report around the maintenance and the longevity of them, but I always understood the original report was around our ability of how much power they produced.
Okay, thank you. It also talks about savings and cost savings, and that's what's been provided. So when I look at this report, I look at the report and tells me how much it's going to save us. So on the second page, it identifies a good saving of $85,000 plus per annum. I think that's per annum. I'm sorry if that's not. That is correct. Yeah, per annum. And it also identifies the costs in installation or cost of the systems. I'm presuming that's installation as well. Okay. So what I also understand about panels and solar panels is they have a shelf life, they have a use-by date, and I'd like to know what that is because that should be included in our presentation. I need to know over a period of 10 years whether we're up for more costs, similar costs, less costs than initial installation, because that has to be added into and factored in my opinion as to the net profits or the net benefit as opposed to profits, I beg your pardon, the net benefits to us, financial benefits. One of the things that I highlight here is in financial impacts, it doesn't really give us a financial impact at all. It makes a statement about how we could use the money towards initiatives or solar projects. That's not what I'd be asking or looking for from a financial impacts direction. I'd be more interested in the fact that people have given us setup costs, running costs, and possible replacement costs as part of the maintenance of the thing. So therefore, we can have a look at an overall financial picture. And if there are any savings, that'll be fantastic. I'm very much in support of saving us money and environmental beneficial ways. But I don't know if we've actually got the full picture, because I think we're talking about spending a considerable amount of money. And I think that's important.
Can I go back to the original question, which was asked of the officer, and that was to provide us with the what these systems were generating in power and what was being used. I agree with your whole context, but I don't think it reflects on this report. It needs a totally different report, because that's not what we asked the officer for in the first instance. I take your point that we can definitely ask through the director for that report in the future, but this original report was we were not actually fully understanding what power we were generating from the systems that we had installed.
I'm pleased, Mr. Mayor, that you agree that we will need more information, if that's without me putting words into your mouth. But I think when a report is provided and it does have an area where it says financial impact, I think it's important to respect that what would really be a more of an accurate description of financial impacts. But I appreciate the officer's energy on this, and it does provide, and I don't necessarily mean to be overly critical, I would like to compliment her work on this report. But for the purpose of what I need to make it, so I can make a much better decision, an informed decision, I would like to think that this is now a stepping stone to the next question, which I would ask in relation to all the financials. So, and one of the other questions I would also that's raised through this report is it's identified how much usage in different areas of the council that's in daytime and also in nighttime, and I'm just wondering whether we've perhaps I should just ask the question: are there better ways to save power? For example, switching lights off. Simple as that.
Agree with you, Councillor Milgram, but I think it totally goes away from what this report provided. And I think every line of this report is very relevant to the questions that were asked through committees. All the other issues you've raised have definitely come to you from this report.
Correct.
But they weren't asked in this report to be reported on.
Sure.
So I see that there is a new report being couched by you at the moment to present to the director, and I have no problems with that. I just think that this one here, as presented tonight, should be received and noted because the answers we asked for are in here.
While I appreciate that, I think I don't want to move away from this and not allow it to go to the second stage unless you are suggesting I come back in committees and ask it again so it can be done over the next period of time.
It's a totally different report, and the directors can take it on board
now. I'm happy to
now.
Do that. Yep, yeah. I'm happy to do that. Thank you.
That's good. Councillor Kudrenko?
I'm also interested in some further information. I appreciate everything that was provided in the report. It was, I agree, as requested. But one thing that it has done for me is it's raised a whole another range of questions.
Good.
And knowing that we have committed a significant amount of money in our current budget to solar, perhaps it would be worthwhile at even a forum so that we can discuss it further. I was also looking at the year of installation and wondering about our replacement fund and wondering how that would actually be managed in a technology that's moving so progressively and how you would determine that. And if we were to install LED, all those sorts of things. So I'm happy to support Councillor Melky's request for further information.
If I can, would Councillor Melky be happy for it to go to a forum first, then to committees, like Councillor Kudrenko has just suggested?
I guess the short answer to it is certainly yes.
Okay.
The follow-on is what's the likely time of the forum? If it's before the committees, I'd rather...
To the CEO.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Happy to put it to the July forum. So, as you know, that's the middle Monday, so that would miss the next round of committees. But if necessary, an urgent report could go to the ordinary meeting. But I think the suggestion of a forum is a very appropriate suggestion.
It's a cleaner
may
way.
May I also encourage the CEO to invite the officer to the forum to have a discussion with us?
Thank you. I'm happy to do that. It crosses a few officers within the organisation, but I'll have the appropriate staff there to have input into the discussion. Thanks, Councillor Melky. Thank you.
And I would agree with that. If we're going to have it at a forum, it'd be nice to be presented information beforehand so that we're aware of what the presentation will be and perhaps even at some point hearing from other professionals from CAT or other places that are relevant, industry experts. I'd be very keen. I'd just give my apologies probably now, though, because I'm due to have a baby virtually that day that you're discussing.
Can I just go back to your LED question? Our director has already started that exercise or that trial. We have employed somebody in council who's running a trial right now, so that work is underway. All right? Okay. So thanks for that, and I think the CEO's got clear direction there. Okay. Yeah, so I now need to go back to Councillor Brown and get him to remove this amended item 5.
Do you want to remove, do you?
Yeah, because no, it hasn't been moved yet. So.
No, I thought you said remove.
No, move. Sorry,
Your
no,
Worship,
I move
in terms of item number 5.
The amended one?
The
Thank
amended
you.
One.
I have a seconder, Councillor Kudrenko. Those in favour? Any against? Thanks very much.
That now concludes my report.
Thanks very much. And thanks to all the chairs. Thank you. I'm now going to move on to, we have before us agenda item 14.1.1. This is the CEO's report. The CEO moves his report. There is a recommendation in there that we need to address this evening. Mm-hmm. So we do this, first of all, in moving the report, do we accept that recommendation? Is that correct? Or we do it as a separate item? Okay, so first of all, I get somebody moved that we receive the report from the CEO. Councillor Brown, a seconder to that. Councillor Heenan, those in favour? Okay, any questions from that front page of that report? Councillor Paik?
No, I wanted to ask a question in relation to 2.
Okay, I'll move on to 2 now. 2 is a request for leave of absence. Mr. CEO?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. An email has been received from our Deputy Mayor tendering apologies for the need to ask for leave, but Councillor Bonani's mother is not well, and as explained in the report, there was a need for Councillor Bonani to attend to her mother in Ballarat at very short notice for a period of 6 weeks, and that will entail speaking with doctors and specialists to see what options are available for Councillor Bonani's mother. And Councillor Bonani once again apologises for the inconvenience to council, but obviously needs to be with her mother.
So the recommendation is that leave be granted for the period as written there for the Deputy Mayor. So do you have another question, Councillor Baker?
No, that's all.
Okay. Would somebody move that recommendation? Councillor Melky, seconder. Councillor Heenan, those in favour? Any against? Thank you. I'm going to move on to Director of Finance. Item 14.2.1, recommendation here is that Council note this report. This report includes the letter from a resident of Alice Springs in relation to our budget that we put on public display 3 weeks ago. Officers have gone through that discussion around that item. Councillor Brown?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Can I have somebody move this recommendation that Council note this report as supplied? Councillor Heenan, seconded. Councillor Paike, those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now move on to the adoption of our Municipal Plan 15-16 to 18-19 and our annual budget. Director of Finance, Paul Della, has provided this. This is item 14.2.2. The recommendation is clear there. Could I have an elected member move that? Councillor Melky, seconder. Councillor Paike, those in favour? Any against? Thank you. And now we go to the declarations of rates and charges for the year 15-16. Recommended items 1 to 7, the attached declaration of rates and charges, be approved for the financial year ending 30th of June 2016. Pursuant to Part 11.5 of the Local Government Act, Chair of Finance, are you prepared to move this one? Councillor Heenan, seconded. Councillor Brown, those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now the next one is an item that has been brought forward through our then Acting Director of Corporate and Community Services, Tony Jennison, item 14.3.1. This is a request from the Australian Local Government Association that all councils across Australia move these 3 points here as recommended in the motion. This is our first opportunity to do that. We agreed to this in principle 2 months ago. They then asked for an actual motion to be recorded on our books. I think that 8 of the Territory Councils have done so as at last Friday. So have somebody move this recommendation? Councillor Melky, seconder. Councillor Kudrenko, those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now, I'm going to move on to... I have nothing from Director of Technical Services. I'm moving to questions without notice. Is this where we put those other ones on notice before? Or we do that first of all? Do you want to deliver those two first of all, Mr. CEO? This was the one about the heritage and also about the SVAC.
Correct. Thank you, Mr.
Oh, sorry, Councillor Paike. I do apologise.
I'm happy to go after.
Okay, all right.
You sure, Councillor Paike?
Yep,
I'm happy to go
certainly.
After. Certainly. Thank you. The first one is the Department of Lands, Planning and Environment councillors has asked LeGant for a nomination for a representative to be on the Heritage Council. I sent the information out to you today. What it does require is a resolution of council. So the difficulty is if I don't receive a nomination tonight, then there's no resolution to endorse or cover that resolution. So if any councillor would be interested in putting their name up, then now would be the opportunity. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Melky?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Mr. CEO. I'd like to nominate Councillor Paike for the position.
Mm-hmm. Councillor Paike, would you accept a nomination?
Yes.
Okay. I do know it meets about 4 times a year. What they are trying to do is get in place. I don't think it starts till October. All positions apparently are cleared on the Heritage one, and that's why they're calling for them. That's good. A second of Councillor Paike. Councillor Heenan. Are there any other nominations? Okay. Councillor, all those in favour? Thanks very much, Councillor Pake, and we'll put your name forward to Legant.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, the second one, this was referred to Council from the Sports Facility Advisory Committee at its last meeting, and it's to do with the Anzac Oval change rooms and a non-slip floor. The recommendation from the committee, and there is a sense of urgency from the committee, is that Council proceed with the installation of the pre-tested non-slip product on the floor at the Anzac Oval change rooms. The works to commence as soon as possible, all users to be notified of program prior to works commencing, and thirdly, the installation and procurement costs to be funded from SFAC, the Sports Facility Advisory Committee account, to the value of $15,570. Now, this would ordinarily come through at the next committee meeting, flow through, or wouldn't be actually adopted by Council until the end of July. The committee is keen to get action going. Councillor Pake was at that meeting, as was the Mayor. And it was agreed unanimously that this be presented to Council for endorsement at this evening's meeting.
How much was it, sorry?
Sorry?
How much was it?
$15,500.
Does that require elected members under our procurement policy to approve?
No, this is SFAC sending it up to Council to be approved.
Because it's SFAC, sorry.
Yeah, so it's out of SFAC's
funds.
Thank
you for the clarification. Thank you.
Somebody move that. Councillor Pake, seconder. Councillor Brown, those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Councillor Pake.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just had a question on notice for all of the council officers. I did raise last year in May of 2014, and I raised it again. I'm interested to know if there's been any further communication between Council and the Northern Territory Government in relation to the proposed boardwalk from the Convention Centre to the Telegraph Station. We were told over 12 months ago that they were planning for this. We haven't seen it, and I haven't seen it re-voted in the budget. So I'm just inquiring, can we still expect to see this boardwalk? It was $2.5 million allocated, and I would just hate for the people of the town to not see the walk.
Yeah, I can probably answer that. Having come from a meeting with chief ministers and tourism recently, the only piece yet left to be done is at the sacred site around Annie Mae Hill. Mm-hmm. So all the rest, all the paving's been done all the way to the Telegraph Station. Mm-hmm. There, we were told by Parks and Wildlife, mm-hmm, and by planning that they were close to a outcome with Aboriginal Areas Protection Authority and other agencies. So it's very much front of mind because it's that last 100 metres. They're very conscious of the erosion that's happening around there now where people are continually walking through.
Yep.
So yes, they are working on it. But the other end has all been completed. This is just the last bit to connect up that bridge that was put in some 8-9 years ago.
Okay. Could, if possible, are you able to let me know when that is proceeding?
Sure.
There are a few members of the community who do walk that way and have raised the,
yep,
issues of the erosion.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you.
So the piece around the bottom of,
yep,
the hill at St. Phillips,
yes,
that contract was let, and I haven't been out there for 3 weeks, but
yes,
it was to happen. That goes into the river.
Yep.
But this one is a raised one they're talking about.
Okay.
And they have had meetings with Aboriginal Areas Protection Authority around that spot.
Wonderful.
So, and so it's not a re-vote. It's still in the plans, lands, infrastructure's budget because,
yep,
they've spent a fair bit of it so,
okay,
far on that pathway.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for that clarification.
Okay. Is there any other business from councillors? Okay. Well, thanks very much. Matters for media attention will be dealt with by the media present. I do appreciate their attendance this evening. The next meeting is 27th of July here in this chamber. So without further ado, I'll ask for somebody to move to adjourn to the confidential section. Councillor Heenan, seconded. Councillor Melky, those in favour? Any against? We probably have a 15 to 20 minute break. Mr. CEO, thank you very much.